Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audioboo coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And on today's magic audioboo, I wanted to talk about fixing a magic effect if it doesn't feel right when you're performing it. What I mean is when you do a trick, even if you've done one for a few years, but when you perform it, something just doesn't feel right. And it's hard to explain what I mean, but sometimes you do it, something feels awkward and doesn't quite right. And you feel you're able to perform it, it goes over well, but there's just something that seems to be off. That usually means there is something off, and you need to kind of figure out what that is and fix it, because even though the audience might not notice it, eventually somebody will. And the idea is you want to perform, and you also want the trick to feel comfortable for you, because then you can perform much better. Because if it doesn't feel comfortable and you know something is wrong and you perform it, it might show in your performance and you just don't feel comfortable doing it. I had an effect like this that I've worked on for years, and it's something always felt a little bit strange. It's a great effect, and I just couldn't put my finger on what was wrong. But recently I've been spending some time with it, working through it, and I was able to figure out the problem and fixed it, and it's so much better, and I feel better performing it now than I did. And I performed it for about 15 years. There was always something wrong, and I could never, ever put my finger on it. But recently I decided to sit down and work it out, and what is wrong with this effect? And what am I doing wrong that nobody's noticed? I feel it's wrong, but I can't just quite put my finger on it. Well, I sat down, worked through it, did the effect over and over, slowly changed something here and there, and eventually I found out my problem. And now when I perform that effect, it feels so much better. It feels more natural. And so when you go through the effects, find the effects that that something feels wrong, and then just play with it and work through it and find out what is wrong and try to fix it. And if you're not sure, get some advice of magicians and non-magicians and get their advice as well, because it's really a good way to help clean up your magic, because subconsciously you kind of realize something is missing or something is wrong and uncomfortable, yet when you perform it, most of the time nothing goes wrong, it goes over well, but there's just something that bothers you. Maybe this only ever happened to me, it's never happened to you. Just wanted to share my experience with it, and I think if you do have this, take the time, and I wish I had done it years ago, but I didn't. I had the time now, and I went through it, and I fixed it, and I'm so much more comfortable with this effect, because I was able to find something that was, it was a very minor detail, nobody noticed it, but something bothered me, and now that I fixed it, it doesn't, and I'm really anxious to use this trick over and over and perform it in my show more often, and it will become a more regular part than it used to be. I used to perform it when I could, but I just didn't, because, certain times I would use it just because of this aspect that was uncomfortable. Anyways, that's all I wanted to talk about, a little bit going on about this issue. So if you've ever had this problem, please let me know. I'd love to hear about it. And if you have any suggestions or a story like this you'd like to share, please let me know. You can email me at aaron@aaronjones.com or visit my website at aaronjones.com, on Twitter at aaronjonesmagic, on Facebook also aaronjonesmagic, and on Google Buzz at magicelvis@gmail.com. Until the next magic audioboo, take care and have a great one. Bye-bye.